American Public Media.
Coming back, it was like I just came back from a vacation. It wasn't that hoopla from World War II, you know, all the banners, confetti and all. We didn't have any of that. And I don't know, just that was the year. I mean, you got spat on and things like that. They didn't look at you like, oh, what the heck? The World War II was just over. That was the big one. But you remember now, I forget how many lives were lost in World War II. The Korean War was only 3 years. But we lost as many as they did in Vietnam in 10 years. So what does that tell you?
Well, my grandmother, God rest her soul, was at the airport, my father. But as for San Antonio coming out, and you know, there was only, I got a card from I think it was Apache Distributing Company, which distributed Lone Star beer. They sent me a card for me to go by and pick up a free case of beer. That's the only thing that I got from anybody in the city. A couple of years ago, we had a parade here. The parade at night, Fiesta Flambeau. And on the side of the truck, it was a deuce and a half. It had a sign, the American Expressions of War. And the sign, even though the sign was small, when people would see it, boy, I tell you, they would get up and applaud. And to me, that was my homecoming right there.
I think when it first really hit me and most of my buddies were there in camp, and one day this long line of trucks came through. And it was just packed with Americans. So as they're going through, where are you from? Texas. Anybody from Maine? You know, everybody's yelling out. And the guys from other camps are going through, people we didn't know. And these guys said, we're going home, and you'll be going too. So we became quite excited. I remember one night, it was nighttime, it was dark. And some trucks had come up on the road. We thought, boy, this is it. This is it. So they started calling names out. My name was one of them. So what few little things I had, like a blanket and stuff like that, I said, if nobody makes it, goes out, you can have that. So I laughed, got up on the truck. We drove all night long, bumping the old road, and mostly in low gear going up this mountain. And then they brought us down off the mountain to the repatriation point, and they was turning 75 Americans loose every day compared to their thousands that they were sending back. And that was, for me, that was the 29th of August, 1953. I'll always remember it. And I remember seeing that great big old flag there by Freedom Village. That's when it really gets you. But when they brought us home, of course, that long trip by boat, then I got home, and we were really medically dumped. I still had worms inside me and all of this. I had a lot of problems. My mouth was just one huge cavity, and we were just medically dumped, and I became very confused, and I actually had this feeling that I wished I was back in camp, because, you know, back in the camp under the Chinese, you know, you could count on the sun coming up, you could count on your breakfast, you could count on your dinner and your supper. But now I had to think for myself, and I almost couldn't do it. I had a real rough time with that. But then as I spent more time finding these guys and going to reunions and talking with them, made a big difference in my life. But I can tell you, a lot of them basket cases. Really had a hard time of it. The thing with collaboration in the Korean War, and there's different figures that you hear, is to compare what collaboration in the Second World War meant as compared to Korea. To me, collaboration, if you tell somebody, well, I'm going to help you go and get my unit, and my unit was this, give them military information like that and everything. But if you just simply agreed with or was sympathetic toward their cause, communism, to me, that's not necessarily collaboration. You know, don't hurt. You're not hurting nobody but yourself.
It's not putting anyone's life in jeopardy.
And there was a lot of time spent on this after we was released. I know I'd get a call, you know, on the phone. They'd say, be out in front of your house in 10 minutes. It'll be a such and such Chevrolet plate number. Be two men in it. Have your ID ready. You know, FBI guys and stuff, you know. Talking about somebody else. So it was quite frightening, you know. They was looking for that. They could care less about military stuff. They were just trying to find out about you know, who became a communist. I think the Chinese had very, very little success in their program, and I think this is a great testimony to the men that we had over there, because, you know, we had no education in that regard. You know, a lot of people had not graduated from high school, so you'd think these people would be ripe for something like that, but they weren't.
The VA, they've always treated me nice. Except I had one incident with them, but they had me on Librium for years, see. And then all of a sudden they found out Librium wasn't good for you. So Librium's like cocaine, see. And they just cut me off of it. And they brought me out there, you know, and this black psychiatrist, see. And he was sitting there telling me the effects this medicine had on me, you know. I said, how many of them pills you taking? You know? I said, you sitting there telling me all about it. I said, the only thing you tell me what you read. I said, you got me climbing a goddamn wall here. You tell me that you're not going to let me have any more of that Librium. They had me taking like two or three a day, and I took one a day. And I probably had 20 bottles of that stuff at home, see? But I didn't let them know that. But they were cutting me off, see? And I was letting them know that they wasn't going to cut me off. And that's the only time I remember getting. And I had a little boy trying to tell me, he was trying to tell me all the effects of it, you know? And I said, now, well, you don't have to tell me the effects of it. I know the effects.
We have always heard the expression of Korea conflict. I often say, well, how is it a conflict when someone is shooting at you and you are shooting back? And it's very hard for me to interpret that. And I cannot interpret it because it wasn't right. It didn't sound right. So we went to Austin, Texas, and had with our congressmen and senators, and passed a bill. Where the bill is passed, where in Texas, we sent out letters to all the funeral homes, all the people that are involved, that it would be no longer addressed, even though they still do it, as he's a Korean War, he fought in his conflict, Korean War conflict. Right. It's a Korean War, and it is that. Because most people do not know, even though a ceasefire was signed July the 27th of 1954, that was just a treaty. It's a ceasefire. The war is still going on as far as the percent. So this has become the longest fought war, because it's never been agreement to end it. And that's what I'm... But when we read, as a Korean War veteran, and see Korea conflict, a lot of us are angered by that, because you're telling us we didn't go to war.